serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us do today's broadcast.
Label me a black sheep. Yeah, well, that not color don't matter to God. I kind of found out I was a sheep, but I was a sheep, but I was a discolored sheep. I was a Don't tell me what God can't do. See, y'all don't know my lifestyle. Y'all don't know where I came from. My wife knew a little bit at the end. She caught the tail end of some stuff, but she didn't catch me in them those wretched days when I was, oh, Jesus. But all through that time, ever since I've come in to know God, I've been getting fresh starts. Been getting fresh starts. Sometimes we get to our end of our road. Seems like we can't go any further. The Lord stepped right in and gives a new fresh start. Don't give up now. Don't quit now. Don't throw in the towel now. Just right today. The Lord is saying, I'm giving you a fresh start. And with a fresh start come a new breath, you know. I watch them boxers sometime, and they start off, and they get strong. They may get knocked off, but they're trying to make it to round four. They hardly make it, but then they get another kick in about round six. They get a renewed energy. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just heard in the scripture, it said, they that wait on the Lord. What's going to happen if I wait on him? I'm going to get a new strength. I'm going to get a fresh start. I'm going to get a fresh wind. I'm able to move another further. Why? Because I waited on the Lord. Mount up on wings of eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Well, somebody got a new beginning today. But it's up to you to believe it. It's up to you to receive it. I can say what God say, but then it's up to you to believe and to receive what he says. Yeah, this is mine. I receive it, Lord. I receive my new beginning right now, whatever area of my life that is needed. Lord, I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And lastly, we should understand something about this woman. Rahab, she was believing for God's protection. She believed for God's protection. We should believe God for our protection, for our relatives' protections. Not only that, but all my possession, Lord, protect the possession that you have put before me, God, that you have gave me to be stewardship over. Lord, God, protect us, Lord God. Listen to what Psalms 91 says. Oh, God, to protect us. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, not he who visits. Lord, don't need no visitors. We need to have some residence, be a resident of the household of faith. Because when God is our God and he dwells on the inside of you, something happens. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I think King James said, under the shadow of the Almighty. That means that God protected me. I don't care what things look like in my life. God protects us. Because I abide there. I just don't come there every Sunday because the temple is on the inside of me. The church is when we come together, but the church come together as one. But you are God's temple, and he should dwell on the inside of us. And he who abides there. He dwells in the shelter of the Almighty. of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my refuge. That's where I run to. When things get difficult or things seem a certain way, my refuge. Because when you go to a refuge, they got these different refuges. That mean that they're protected there. Animal refuge. The animals go there. You can't kill them. You can't shoot them. They're protected. He's our refuge. That place we can run to. He's our refuge. Not only that, he's our refuge. He's my fortress. So when I go there, not only I'm protected, you can't get to me. You know what a fortress is? You just can't walk up on a fortress. See, that was the thing about Jericho here. When they went to Rahab, he said, you check out Jericho. Because they fortified. You just can't go into Jericho. What are you saying? I'm saying the devil just can't get to you like that. But, you know, we see him coming and we let him in. We give him authorization to come on in, devil. You come on in and do what you want to do. No, you're not coming in here. No, 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 no. I don't care what you try to make things look like. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. He's my fortress. He's my fortress. Can't nothing get to us unless the Lord allow it. And if he allow it to get to us, it means that we're able to handle it. Whatever he allows to come to you, you're able to handle it. Now stop speaking, you can't handle it. You can't do things. It's too much for me. We done talked about it before. Words have power. I don't think I can make it. Okay, well, you're not going to make it then. Things not going to change for me. Okay, well, they're not. Well, I don't have. I can't do. All this negative stuff we're putting out there, and we turn around and have nerve enough to ask the Lord to step in and do something about it. Y'all heard me say a long time ago, I had to stop saying that I was broke and realize I was never broke. My daddy owned everything. And I'm not going to put it out in the air. I don't care if I can't find it. Listen, I remember way back in the day when they had them good cars, you can go out in the front seat and reach down in there and get some money out of it. Yeah. Some of y'all don't know about those days. You get gas money right down there, get by 65 cents, you got your gallon of gas. Oh, yeah, well, I probably pass a lot of your, yeah, okay, y'all don't know nothing about that. Everybody got bucket seats now. But back in the day, you remember when they had a whole seat in the front and a whole seat in the back? When things really get tight and hard, you can pop out the back seat. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. I know my mama and them trying to figure out what happened to their car. You know, when you go into the front seat and rip it out for the money to come out, then it be hanging down the cloth. Oh, let me stop. Let come on back, Pastor. But God is so good. Hey, I'm here to tell you. He's our refuge, our fortress. He said, my God, in whom I trust. The Lord says a new beginning today, but we're going to have to trust God to make it happen. We have to believe when we leave from here today. Or if you hear me today, you have to believe today, this is my new beginning. I don't care what anybody say. I don't care what my situation look like. I'm not going by that. I'm going by what the Lord says. And he said, this is my new beginning. And I'm going to walk like it. Look at my bank account tomorrow. Oh, it still look the same, but that's all right. This is my new beginning. It's going to change. There's no Lord can move. Don't care nothing. Let me say this. I got to go on. Because Lord don't care nothing about stuff we care about. But everything you're concerned about is belongs to God. Lord don't care about the cars, all that dealership. We've got cars that we didn't pay for simply because of God. God had to go. We went out and picked up a car and the place went out of business. No, we had two cars. Kept them for 2 years and went and got titles for them. Don't tell me, man, don't tell me what God can't do. Need a house, the Lord say, I tell you what, your credit five, what? Oh, no, you can't get a house. He said, oh, but I got a millionaire. Let me send a millionaire your way. The millionaire said, Lord, say, help you get this house right here. How much you got? I got $500. You don't want my house. That's what he said. Yeah, that's God's house. And he said that my house. My wife had not enough sense to get up there, go to that house, taking her prayer partner with her, praying, marching around the house. Thank you, Jesus. We claim, we thank you for your mercy, your goodness. We thank you, Lord. We receive. She said, Lord, the man said, go look at the house. She said, it got everything I wanted. It got a sprinkler system. I wanted a sprinkler system. It got fruit trees, everything I want. It's my house. Let me tell you how God worked. New beginnings. House sit on the market over a year. Man had nerve enough to call one day, getting ready to go in revival. Had nerve enough to call and say, y'all got a house? What? No, you got our house. I didn't tell him that, but I called like and said, we have a house. Let me tell you how God worked. With a five, whatever it was, credit score. It probably wasn't even on the radar, you know. See, but I ain't got nothing to hide. See, I'm open. I have nothing to hide. The man, not only did he give us the house, he went and had the papers, fix it for them to sign the papers. The only thing we had to do is just start paying, go in and sign the papers. He fixed everything, got the finance company, got everybody, got everything in place, and gave us the key before we even signed any papers. When we signed paper for the house, we were living in it. Don't tell me what God can't do. Receive a new beginning today. And start looking at your life like it. Stop looking at it. Determining what God can do. Well, you know, we got to get this here. We need to do this here. No, we need to trust God. That's what we need to do. We need to trust God. We need to believe God and know that God is who he said he is. Now, I could tell you what he done in our lives. But we had crazy faith. We had crazy faith, and we believed God. We were part of the body, but let me tell you, we had tests. Back then, we had revivals. We had to leave, and I'm going to tell you, I was cutting grass. I got to get out of here, but I'm going to tell this last story. But I had a lawn maintenance. I was cutting grass. I go out and do lawn maintenance all day. My pastor run a revival in Thomasville, Georgia. I was in Orlando, Florida. I would cut grass, but let me tell you, I love God just that much. Don't tell me what God can't do. He energizes you. He do everything.
We welcome you to the Life Center Church. I'll work all day. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7. Thank you.